This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick with the Day to Day Pop Quiz now. If you cannot answer the following questions, please switch to another station. What are the countries of origin for Sony and Mercedes? Well, it's Japan and Germany, of course. Many international products today carry national identities. That's certainly true for American products, isn't it? For instance, no matter how often McDonald's advertises in French, the golden arches remain red, white, and blue. And ever since the invasion of Iraq, marketers have worried that the rift between the United States and Europe would hurt America's iconic global brands. Slate financial columnist Daniel Gross has these ideas on which U.S. firms are made most vulnerable by their country of origin.
Since the invasion of Iraq, marketing types have fretted that the growing rift between the United States and Europe would hurt America's iconic global brands. In a December poll, GMI, a market research firm, asked 1,000 consumers in Canada, the United Kingdom, France, and Germany how American they consider different brands, from extremely to definitely not, and asked how likely consumers were to avoid the products. The results were divided into quadrants: problem, at risk, insulated, and safe. One-fifth of those asked said they were less willing to purchase American products as a result of foreign policy. But GMI also reached a surprising conclusion. Some American companies are more American than others, and Europeans seem to hate some American brands to the extent they represent things they don't like about America. The firms considered both really American and really undesirable included the typical ugly Americans: Marlboro, a cigarette company; McDonald's, a fast food pusher; and Exxon, a polluting oil company. The danger of Americanness is explicit when you compare MasterCard and American Express. They offer similar and unobjectionable services, but MasterCard is safe while American Express pulls in the danger zone. Why? MasterCard Visa is localized globally. Visas issued in Germany are linked to German banks. By contrast, American Express shouts out its American citizenship. Still, I don't think a simple algorithm of Americanness adequately explains the results. For example, it seems that Europe, the metrosexual continent, is willing to overlook national biases when it comes to personal grooming and pampering. Personal hygiene companies Gillette, Kleenex, Colgate, and Procter & Gamble all avoided trouble. So did apparel companies Calvin Klein and Ralph Lauren, and cosmetics giant Estée Lauder. Maybe the French think Estée is Francais. In the end, however, some of the rankings defy rational inquiry. How is it that Jack Daniels is considered less American than German-sounding Budweiser? And some of the other results make me think that the people polled are just dumb. Chrysler, which polls in the danger zone as very American and unlikable, is owned by a German company.
Dan Gross writes the Money Box column for our partners at Slate Magazine Online.